Rewind on 92.3 KGON. KGON.
Welcome back to Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn. It's an evening with the new cars tonight. 1-800-344-ROCK is the number to call. Line's filling up right now from New York City. Eddie, you are first on the show. How you doing?
How you doing there, Bob? And how you doing, Elliot and Greg and the rest?
Hi, Eddie.
Yeah, my question is directed towards Elliot and Greg. I'm glad to see you guys playing out live again and continuing the car's legacy. My only question to you is... how do you justify the high ticket prices and the $350 meet and greets you guys have been putting together?
Well, there's
good question.
There's only 30 of those at a show, and it's a special thing for the fan clubs. It's not that's a very 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 small amount of the overall tickets that are available, and there's certainly regular priced normal tickets.
To the degree that concert tickets can be considered normally priced.
No more, but I will tell you that, like for instance, Kiss offer a similar package where you have the meet and greet and you get the party and stuff like that, and they charge $1,000.
Everybody does that, though. There's a platinum package, and it's for, you know, 2-3 dozen people.
There's been a lot of overemphasizing that, and it's such a small part of the scheme of tickets. I mean, as I say, there's only 30 of those per show, and we're playing some places that have like 17,000 seats, so I wouldn't focus too much on it.
Spit in the ocean where I come from.
Like if you're a fan and you can afford it and you want to meet the band and you get to come up on stage before the show and check out the equipment, you have a catered party with other fans who come, and you could, you know, it sort of broadens the community of our fans. You get a seat in one of the first couple of rows, and you meet the band. So, I mean, you know, I was going to go see McCartney, and it was $375 just for a regular ticket.
Just going to mention
you,
that, yeah.
It cost me like $400 to go see him with my family, and I know him. I've worked with him.
I went to see see the Rolling Stones at Hollywood Bowl, and it was $325 a ticket, and the grass was three seats behind me.
And I'm not comparing us to the Stones or McCartney, but I'm just saying, you know, people seem to focus on that, and it's a pretty minimal part of the tickets that are available, Eddie.
Well, I think to a certain degree, you know, we're all uncomfortable with having to even think about that kind of stuff and justify it, because we're still trying to get ourselves together as a band and play the best show we can, and whatever the ticket price happens to be, hopefully people leave thinking that it was worth it, you know,
at that particular point.
But if we think too much about this stuff, you know, we are partnered with an innumerable number of various enterprises, large and small, and we didn't think around and sit down and think, let's do this, let's have a premium ticket thing.
Or even set the ticket price.
Set the ticket price or anything like that. Our concern has always been, you know, how are we going to pull this off,
As long as they're going to be in the set.
Yeah, and stuff like that. And you know, other people kind of determine the ticket price and determine, you know, put together these packages. You know, we're not really directly involved in that.
Hey, to me, it's a good night out. Have a couple of beers. Go out, enjoy the music, all these great songs, and a great lineup with the new cars. So
I hope we answered your question.
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. Dayton, Ohio. Rob, it's your turn to be on with the new cars in Rockline.
Guys, it's great to be on. Great to talk to you, and thank you for adding a stop in Dayton area here. They said it's okay to ask three quick questions. The first one was, with such a big catalog with the cars, how will you be going about picking the set list? And second quick question is, I was curious why David Robinson wasn't involved with the project. And the third quick question is, if there have been any talk of any previous reunions over the years?
Let's see. I'm going to work backwards a little bit. There had been talk off and on about, you know, previous Cars reunions, and it just never worked. We had gotten together before Ben died and talked about it, and it didn't work then.
Just never seemed to come to fruition.
Yeah.
David is not involved because basically David is not really in the music business anymore. He owns a restaurant in Massachusetts, and I don't think he's playing drums for a long time now, and just doesn't really want to do that sort of thing. And as far as choosing the material,
That's been done already.
we've played through different songs and ones that seem to feel good for the band. Obviously, we're going to try to touch most of people's favorites. We're also playing some of Todd's favorite songs, or fans' favorites of Todd's, and like that there.
And what was number one?
That was all of them. No, you got all of them there.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And it looks to me like you're playing the hits, and that's what people want to hear. Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania. Patrick, you're on Rockline with the New Cars.
Hi, CC.
How you doing, Patrick?
Hi, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, hi, Elliot.
Homeboy.
Okay, let's get to it, Patrick. We know everybody's here.
Okay. Todd, I want to ask you a question. I would just like to know, you know, now that you're performing car songs live, in addition to your own, I guess, do you feel more pressure to perform the car songs live as opposed to your own or Utopia?
Pressure? Well, the biggest pressure for me is that I'm not replacing one singer. I'm replacing two singers, in a sense. I have to sing songs that Rick did originally and that Ben did originally. I do get to share the vocal responsibilities with Kazin, and so it's not like I have to do the whole thing. But, yeah, there's three singers in there. There's myself as well, to a certain degree. And I'm not trying to, you know, be completely imitative of either Ben or Rick, but I think people have expectations of the, you know, of the style in which you will deliver a song, and I take my best shot at it, and hopefully it, you know, it's not too grating on a hardcore Cars fan's ears.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, it's not grating, it's great, and it sounds like this. There you go. It's The New Cars, Just What I Needed, the forthcoming CD, It's Alive, out in the beginning of June. Todd Elliott, Greg Kasem, and Prairie taking your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. Rockline is brought to you by Fox. Fox Monday on an all-new 24. Boy, you've been watching this really heating up. Great show. It's terror at 40,000 feet when Jack takes over a passenger plane that's carrying the tape that proves the president is a traitor. 24, Monday on Fox. This is a little taste of a brand new song by The New Cars. It's called Warm.